You heard the saying, sharing is caring. Well, in this lesson, we are going to look at how you can effectively use tagging without annoying your followers. Because let's be honest, we've all got lots of other things to do without having to look at social media notifications constantly. What is social media tagging? Effectively, it is when someone mentions you in a post, not just by name, but they use the at symbol in front of your name to find your profile. You'll actually get a notification to let you know that someone has tagged you. First things first, though, don't randomly tag people in your posts. If you belong to any Facebook groups, you'll see that there's a lot of this at everyone now, and it gets very annoying. The whole purpose for you as a David Reed Homes franchisee is to use the tagging for either customers, contractors, or even suppliers when you are using their particular product in a build. And tagging pretty much works the same on every single social media platform. When you tag them, you create a link to their profile. The post you tag the person in also means that they can add that to their own timeline. Let's just say you do a post about a particular product that you've used in a bathroom and you tag the supplier. They will then be able to have that on their timeline, which means that everybody that follows them can see the work that you do because your post is up there with your business name. And of course, every time you tag someone, they do get notified. When it comes to tagging someone on Instagram, the first thing you're going to do is create a post. Bring up the photo that you want to tag the person in, add whatever filters and things that you want to add, and then you can see here, click photo to tag people. And it is as simple as start typing, and you can see all the options come up here. Let's just say we go James Hardy. You can also do it in your post. Same thing again. So the minute you use the at symbol, the tag option comes up. So you can tag them in post as well. If you want to tag somebody on Facebook, again, it works pretty much the same way. You can add a photo or a video, and you'll see down here you've got a few different options where you can actually tag a particular product if you're using a particular product, or again, you just simply use the at symbol and it will come up. The other thing to notice is that you can also limit who can see this. So whether you want it to set as public, and then you can change it to different audiences depending on the post. 9 times out of 10, as a business, you're not going to post anything that you don't want everybody to see. This isn't terribly relevant, but it is just something to keep in mind that you can select the audiences that you want to share to. So that is how you tag and how you share. And just remember that when you do tag someone, if they do put it on your timeline, it's a great way of growing your followers and growing your network and getting out there and letting more people know who you are and what you do. So if you are building with particular products, get into the habit of tagging suppliers, tagging the products that you use, and tagging particular contractors as well, because it's, again, one of the fastest ways of growing your following. So that's tagging and sharing. In the final video, when it comes to content posting, we're going to be talking about the scheduling tools analytics. So you can actually track what gets measured.